thankful for the grace of God, the long-suffering of God toward me. And I just want everybody to know that I didn't get mad at the preacher, what he was preaching this morning, and get up and walk out. Got up and walked out because my wife got real sick. Please pray for her. She's very, very sick, and pushed herself this morning and decided to come on and try to make it and just couldn't do it. So she tried to go to the car and sat and couldn't do it. Got a message to come get her, so I had to get up and walk out. So I'm not mad at you, preacher. I apologize to the preacher when I come in tonight, and he said, well, brother, I didn't even notice. So, but I know why, because he is zoned in this morning. That was some good preaching, man, I'm telling you. I appreciate it. And it goes well with you, remember and pray for us. Remember my mother tonight, too. She's getting worse. As I've told you many times, she's got dementia, and she's got sundowners with it, and it's getting tougher. And it's very heartbreaking. If you've been around it, you know exactly what it's like. I appreciate your prayers for her. Open your Bibles tonight to the book of Psalms, chapter number 139. Psalms, chapter number 139. How many is glad you're saved?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glad I'm on the right side of Calvary by the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Begin reading tonight in verse number 1. I'm going to read several verses and then skip down and read one verse. O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my downsitting and mine uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways, for there is not a word in my tongue. But lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. Thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid thine hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is too high. I cannot attain it. Let's skip down and read verse number 17 tonight. We'll get back to the other verses in the message, but I wanted to skip down to verse number 17. David said, oh, how precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God. How great is the sum of them. Let's pray. Father, thank you tonight for your infallible word. I believe it tonight with all my soul. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and it is a light unto my path. And Lord Jesus, I know that I say this often, but there's just no way that I could make each day without you. I love you tonight, Jesus, and I'm not ashamed of that. I love you. I want to thank you for saving my wretched soul. For it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated tonight. Oh, I love him tonight, don't you? I do. I wished I could love him more. But I do love him for what he's done for me. I don't know why, but this has been on my heart all week, Psalms chapter number 139. Just reading it, it seems like nothing, but it's very deep tonight when you really begin to dig into it and think about what's going on. David started that psalm with, O Lord. If you've got the right Bible, it's all in uppercase. That means that it is Almighty God. That means that it is the Lord Jesus Christ, the creator of all things. The Bible said that all things were created by him and without him was not anything made. So he's talking about the Almighty God. Amen. I believe tonight, as I was studying, I'm just going to give you what the Lord put upon my heart. You study the Bible, you find there's only one David. There's only one David.
Right.
And he's very unique. As a matter of fact, he's mentioned several times in the New Testament, not only by the apostles, but also he's mentioned in the book of Matthew chapter number 1 as Jesus being of the seed of David. And my, what a privilege that is tonight. And I'm thinking about David this evening, and he said, "Oh Lord, thou hast searched me." And I thought about David. David, he started out, he was just a little shepherd boy. That's all he was. And he watched over his father's sheep in the field. And that's all. But I believe that in David's heart, as we'll get into the scripture tonight, we'll find out that David had a very special relationship with the Almighty God. And I believe that with all my soul. David said in our text tonight, he said, "Thou hast searched me and known me." We're known tonight of God. If you study on down in the text that I did not read, David goes all the way back to the time that he was in his mother's womb. What does the Bible say about Jeremiah? God said this, that God knew Jeremiah before he was ever conceived in his mother's womb. And not only that, but he said that before he came forth, he said, "I ordained him a prophet unto the nations." Known unto God tonight are all of his marvelous works from the beginning to the end of the world. Amen. And David begins to go back even when he was hid in his mother's womb. And he was meditating upon God. You know, Brother Tom, I believe tonight that David had found a secret place with God. And oh, I want to be thankful tonight to say that I also have that secret place. That I can go and get up on my knees and I can talk to the Creator of this universe. And I can tell him anything that's on my heart. And thanks be unto God tonight, he'll not spread it and tell anybody else. I can open my heart and he'll search my heart. He'll let me know what's wrong, and I can tell God tonight everything that's on my heart. And it's a secret place. It's between me and him. And I believe that David found that, because in his heart tonight when he's writing this psalm, he's rehearsing everything that God has done for him. Oh, listen, I'll never forget tonight what God's done for me, and I don't ever want to forget. I really don't. I told you last time I preached, as bad as my mother cannot remember 3 hours from another, she'll never forget the day that she got saved by the grace of God. And I pray to God that that's the way it is with me. Listen, when you meet him, when you meet the Lord Jesus Christ, you've met someone that's different than anybody you ever shook hands with, anybody that you ever come in contact with. There's nobody like the Son of God tonight. And listen, I love to get in my closet of prayer and get on my face and talk to him and open up my heart. I know that I have found a place that I can talk to God. And I believe that David did. And he said this, "Thou hast searched me and known me." Oh, tonight to be known of God. Isn't it wonderful? He knows each one of us by name. Now, I think across this world tonight, there's so many people that's living that feel like that they have absolutely no purpose in their life at all. They have no purpose in this world. I mean, it's every day somebody's blowing their brains out, they're killing themselves because they have no purpose in this world. Listen, God created every person in this building and every person outside this building for a purpose, and one purpose tonight is for us to glorify his name. And if we're not glorifying the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we're not serving the purpose that God called us to do.
Amen.
We're known of him tonight. He knows everybody. And nobody ever been born that God didn't know. He knows every bit of his creation. He knows it all. He knows everything. He knows you tonight by name. Isn't that good to know? Amen. He knows where I live tonight. He does. He knows exactly. He knows exactly what we're under tonight. He knows the pressure. He knows everything that's going on round about us tonight. You get to looking around, you find the church is falling away today. Sunday night crowds less than the Sunday morning crowd. And listen, it's not just here. It's any place you go. I don't care where you go tonight. We're in that time that the Bible said there is a falling away. We've lost our love for the church, lost our love for Christ. We should fall in love with him. Listen, David said, "Thou hast searched me and known me." That means, listen, he wasn't just looking at David, but he was looking down inside the heart. That's where he searches. Amen. He searches the deep things of the heart. What we look on the outside means nothing. Our appearance means nothing to God, but it's what's on the inside. It's what you know about Christ. It's what you believe about Christ. I go back sometimes and watch some of the videos of the church, and I hear Preacher Lawson and read some of the comments, and brother, they several people on there, believe it or not, that don't like you at all. Some of them are liars, and they said Preacher Lawson's a Calvinist. They're liars is what they are. Well, I've known Preacher Lawson since 1978 when I got out of the Army. He's never preached any Calvinistic doctrine. And I'm going to tell you, if you stand and preach the Word of God tonight, you'll not be liked. You'll either leave here mad, sad, or glad. That's right. Well, I tell you what, I leave here a lot of time, Preacher Lawson preaches, my soul is fed to overflowing. And man, I'm telling you, that was deep and good this morning that I got to hear before Shelley got sick. Man, I was enjoying that. My soul was being fed from the Word of God. And I'm thankful tonight that I can pick up a book, as a preacher said this morning, that lo and behold, when I read this book, it reads me. Them Levites got together and they put themselves together what God called. He said, I want you to take all the brass, all the everything, and said, I want you to beat it, and I want you to make a little old pool out of it, and said, that right there is for the priest to wash his hands in. It's called the laver. And that priest would stand there at that offering and offer up a sacrifice, and the next place he went was to the laver. And boy, it was made out of all of that shiny brass. And when that priest put his hands down in that laver, it sent up a reflection right back in his face and showed exactly who he was. He had to be pure before God before he ever went back into the holies of holies. And I'm telling you tonight that this is our laver. When we look into the pages of this book, it looks back at us and tells us exactly the way we are. Now, Brother Barry, you may think you're fit. I started looking around. I said, who's he talking about? Because I know that he couldn't have been talking about himself. I'm kidding you, brother. You know that tonight. I'm telling you, this Bible tells us exactly who and what we are. We can't dodge it. David said, you know me. And said, you know my down sitting. But I began to search this out and dig. I'm telling you, just dig into it. Not just read it word for word, but I dug into it. And when David said, thou hast known my down sitting, he said, you know my weariness. Lord, you know my failures. You know my shortcomings. You know everything. You know where I come short of your glory. You know where I'm inconsistent in my life. There's not a thing, Lord, that I can hide from your eyes. David had some inconsistencies in his life, didn't he? He sure did. And so do we. Every single one of us, I don't care who you are. Every day we got to repent before God. Every day we got to ask him, I'm sorry. And sometimes we got to ask forgiveness for the same sin over and over and over. Said, you know me. Said, you know, thou knowest my down sitting. And he said, mine uprising. He said, Lord, you know that when I'm at my strongest, when I'm at my best, when I'm up on the mountain. Now listen. I'm glad when the Holy Ghost comes in, aren't you? Oh, listen, he makes it all special. I'm telling you, all things change when the Holy Ghost moves in. But can you imagine living on the mountain all the time? If we lived on top of the mountain all the time, we'd never appreciate the times that the Holy Ghost breathes on us. Oh, it's special when the Spirit of God comes in. I was studying my Bible a couple of weeks ago, and boy, I got into something. I'm telling you, I come across, I thought, surely to goodness, that's what I'd be preaching tonight, but God wouldn't allow it. I got into that, and before I knowed it, I was sitting on my couch, the tears are pouring and a weeping and the hands up raised up in the air. I'm telling you, I was on the mountain for just a little while. And boy, it's good when it's up on the mountain. It's good to fellowship. It's good to worship God in spirit and in truth. But listen, sometimes we got to come down where reality's at. And that we're all made of flesh and bone. And flesh and bone will never inherit the kingdom of God. One of these days, we're going to have a change, thank God. We're going to drop this robe of flesh, and we're going to rise. Glory to God for that. Amen. Listen to what David said in verse number 3. He said, thou compassest my path and my lying down. He's talking about when he's sleeping. And art acquainted with all my ways. In other words, David said, Lord, you know the entire course of the path of my life. You know everything about me. You know where I've been. You know exactly where I'm going. God, you know everything about me. Said, you know every word that comes from my mouth, from my tongue. Thou knowest all together. He said, thou hast beset me behind, before, and laid thine hand upon me. Glory to God. Isn't that something to look behind you and know God's there? Look in front of you and know God's there. Look to the left and God's there. To the right, God's there. Say, preacher, I can't see him. You can't see him. He's a spirit tonight. But know this, that God is omnipresent tonight. He's everywhere at the same time. And I know God's here tonight. Say, how do you know, preacher? Because he tells us that he is. He can be anywhere at the same time. David said, such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. It's lofty. He said, I can't even contain it. Don't you think that David was having some conversation with God, and God was having some conversation with David, and they were in a secret place, and God was revealing to David his thoughts about David? My, it's wonderful tonight. I was preaching here a couple of weeks ago, That's preaching from the book of Luke chapter number 15. And that's preaching on the lost sheep and the lost coin and the lost son. A parable that Jesus told to the Pharisees and scribes that their eyes might be blinded from the truth. And I got to studying that, and I'm telling you, God just twisted me on the inside and said, look at this. I want you to really look at that. Listen, he said, if a man lost one, said, had 100 sheep and one go astray, and nine, he said, would he not leave the 99 and go after the one that's lost? That's the parable Jesus said about the sheep. And the Lord said, I want you to consider that sheep. I said, now just a minute, Lord. I know what Jesus is saying here. Do you know a sheep's just an animal? The Bible said that when an animal dies, where does its spirit go? It goes down. That's what Solomon said in the book of Ecclesiastes. And then I went on over to the next one and I looked at that, and that woman had 10 pieces of coins and silver and lost one piece. And she began to get down and sweep and garnish and look. And I got to studying a little further about that. And one person I come across read that said, usually there was the insignia of the king stamped on that coin. Now listen, the sheep had value. The coin had value. It had enough value that that woman got down and swept every single corner. I'm telling you, she got down on her knees and looked in every single corner of every place that she could find to try to find that coin. Now, that's worthy of us to think of tonight, that we ought to get on our knees and seek out God for our loved ones that's lost without God. How precious they are tonight. We love them. God loves them. And we ought to pray for them and seek God's face as that woman did for that coin. But that coin was just a coin and only worth the value that it had. And then he talked about the young man that went to his father and said, Father, give me the possessions that fall to me. He gave him all his living, his portion of his living. And the Bible said, not many days hence, he took his journey off to a far country. And I got to thinking about that far country. Now, how far could that be? How far could that country be? Is it measured in feet? Is it measured in miles? Is it measured? And I thought about my heart. It can be just a short distance that we lose fellowship with the Father. Just a short distance. He went down, wasted all of his living, all of his father's living, and got down as ready to eat with the hogs. The Bible said that he came to himself. He said, there's servants in my father's house that's eating better than this. Thought about it a minute, and he said, I believe I'll arise and go back to my father's house and tell him, said, I've sinned against heaven and against thee. No more worthy to be called thy son. The Bible said he got up and headed home. He's headed back home. His father was standing evidently on the porch and saw the son coming at a far distance. And the Bible said the father ran out to meet the son. Glory to God, I'm about to have a spell. Dirty, filthy, smelling like the pigs. And the first thing that came out of that son's mouth, Father, I've sinned against heaven and I've sinned against thee and no more worthy to be called thy son. And the father says nothing. Boy, I tell you, I had myself a time over that. He done this. He turned around and said, go get the best robe. You go kill the fatted calf.
And he turned around and fell on his son's neck and began to hug and kiss that boy. I'm telling you tonight that you and I are created in the image of God, more unique than any creation in this world. And we can have a relationship with the creator of this universe through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And him alone. Glory to God, that ought to crank your tractor. Amen. Thank God for that. I'm thankful what God teaches us from his word tonight. The human being, listen. If you're contemplating tonight, anybody in here or out there that's listening of taking your life, I want you to know tonight that you are valuable to God. So valuable that God sent his only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, into this world to shed his blood on the cross and die for the sins, listen to me, of the whole world. He didn't just have a few on his lips and a few. He had the sins of everyone of this entire world that was put upon him. The Bible said this, that God hath laid upon him the iniquities of us all. If I remember correctly, all means exactly what it means, all. Every one of our sins he bore upon the cross. David goes on down in the text that we read down here in verse number 17, and after it went through all of that about the Lord and how God had searched him and went back to the time of his birth and seen how God had worked in his life and so forth, he said, oh, how precious also are thy thoughts unto me. Do you know God's thinking about you tonight? Brother Sean, he's thinking about you. There ain't no time he's not thinking about us. It's good to know tonight that he's thinking about us. I believe that David's mind went back there and all the way to Psalms chapter number 40, where he got all tied up in the mire and clay. And he's stuck in that mire and clay, and he was calling out unto God and cried and said, I waited patiently on the Lord, and said, I cried out unto God, and God reached down and lifted him up out of that miry clay and set his feet on a solid rock. And David said, he established my goings, and said, he put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. I can't help tonight but get excited when I think about when he saved my soul. Amen. January 1st, 1977. Amen. I went in that church that night. I was hell born. I tell you, I was a hellion. I was headed straight to hell. Walked into that night watch service, and that man of God stood up and preached the word of God. Oh, this book is life tonight. The preaching of this, by God chose the foolishness of preaching to save those that would believe. And that preacher was preaching hell, fire, and brimstone. Jesus could come back at midnight. And Lord God, I believed everything he said. The Bible was made real to me that night. I was trembling and shaking all over under conviction. I was trying to grip that bench and I couldn't hold on to it, waiting for the invitation to come. And finally, he gave the invitation, and thanks be unto God for salvation that night. And I rejoice ever since. And I try my best to tell everywhere we go what Jesus has done for me. I was kind of looking across tonight. I don't see tonight there's a young man that I met that was here visiting this morning that I invited him to come to church. And he came up to me in the front and shook my hand, called me by name. We need to be witnesses everywhere we go. Can we count his blessings tonight? David said there's the sand of the sea. There's no way we can count all of them. Listen, I'm telling you, God's blessing you when you're sitting there relaxing. He's blessing you when you lay down and go to sleep. He's blessing you when you wake up in the morning. I'm telling you, God's blessing us with a breath of life every day that we live. Now, I was telling Sister Linda back there before church tonight, there's a lot of stuff up here that I think I can do. I'll soon be 71 years old, and when I get on the ground to work on something and try to get back up, I find out just what little I can do. I roll around like a pig on the ground trying to find something to grab a hold of to help me up. But I'm still blessed tonight by God. I'm going to come to a close. But just thinking in my mind, when I first met the Lord and began to know Him, a new Christian, I was in the army, made fun of, called everything there was in the book, I'm telling you, because I was a Christian. Some of them just look at me and just say, I can't understand you. And I'm thinking, I didn't know then, but after studying the Bible, I found out that the Christian people are peculiar people. We are to be different than the world. They noticed that they didn't talk the way I used to talk. Didn't sit down and eat lunch with them. I found myself a place in a corner somewhere and had a little New Testament. You couldn't hardly carry nothing in your pocket when you was in the army. You had to hide everything. But I had a little old small New Testament stuck in my pocket. Matter of fact, kind of looked like a pack of cigarettes there. But I'd go out back sometime during lunch and I'd find myself a corner and I'd sit there and I'm telling you, I would eat that manna from heaven. I'd read about Jesus. I'd read His Word. I'd study His Word out of that little old book. I'm telling you, it fed my soul as a young Christian. I'm telling you, I had nobody stuck at Fort Sill, Oklahoma with nobody. One boy is a Church of God. And he never was faithful to church. But we got to talk about Jesus together. Oh, how many times that the paycheck would get short. Couldn't afford to buy groceries. Just out of nowhere. A knock at my door. Young fella be standing there, open the door and said, I don't know why, but I got this sack of groceries and it was just on my heart to drop it off here at your house. Oh, listen, he knows tonight how to supply every need we've got. I could give you instance after instance after instance, but all I'm telling you tonight is that God knows me, and He knows you. Let's bow our heads tonight, please. My Father, I'm so thankful for the privilege that You've given me tonight to stand here again. Lord, and just give my heart out. I know I'm nothing tonight. And I know that Jesus is everything. And I pray, Heavenly Father, that the name of Jesus Christ has been exalted tonight. Lord, You said if You be lifted up, You'd draw all men unto You. I pray, Father, tonight, if there's anybody listening that don't know Jesus as their Savior, that God, they'll get on their knees tonight somewhere, at home, in the car. Pull over somewhere, Lord, just cry upon your name. Lord, that's all I had to do was ask. And Lord, when I ask, you changed my life completely. And I'm forever, eternally indebted to you for that. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.